Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Logic of Soul Talk. My name is Michael Craig, and I'm your host for this Blog Talk Radio program, as we interview some really interesting folks. Ones I consider to be the best, brightest, and most creative people in the world. Now, during this 30-minute program, I'll focus mainly on some of the turning points in their lives, the people who influenced them the most, the decisions they made that brought them to their success. You see, as a chiropractor, many years ago, I discovered that most people, including myself, have an underlying pattern of what I call hidden decisions that we made as small children or picked up from our parents, teachers, or even our ancestors. And these subconscious decisions form our reality and affect our motivation and our destiny. Consequently, these hidden decisions can either propel us to greatness or lead us to self-sabotage and failure. Now, quite by accident, many years ago, I discovered I could access and change these hidden decisions to allow amazing results to happen in my own and other people's lives. And you can get more information on this discovery and natural process. And while you're by my book at www.logicalsoul.com, I also host a monthly meetup group here in the Atlanta area that you can check out on the same website. Now, my guests were selected simply because I found their lives and their stories interesting. That's about it. They may be rich, famous, talented, or simply a great human being. All of them, however, possess something I find rare in an individual, and that is a passion or determination. They made some strong decisions in their early life that led them to current successes or achievements, and my goal in interviewing them here is to probe a little bit and discover their patterns of life decisions. And this will allow you, as my listeners, to maybe pick up some special nuggets that will add to your motivation and nourish your own seeds of success. So listen to what they have to say. After about 10 or 15 minutes, I invite you to call in with your comments and your questions. Our phone number is area code 347-843-4544. That's 347-843-4544. Now, my guest on the show tonight is supposed to be Mike Isley. Unfortunately, Mike has not called in yet. I'm going to try to dial out to him again and see if we can't get him on the phone here. He is here in Atlanta area, or actually, I think he is somewhere out west. But I'm going to try to call him. Boingity boingity boingity, and that is boingity 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 boingity. So we're going to try dialing Mike Wesley and get him on the phone. Mike is an interesting character. I met him at one of the social media workshops recently. And I'll tell you about it in just a minute. Let's see if you can't get him on the phone.
Hey, this is Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
Yeah, Michael Craig. I'm on Logical Soul Talk. I'm glad I reached you. You remember we had an interview?
Okay, so that's at 6 o'clock, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Is that what time it's supposed to be?
Yeah, after 6 now.
What's that?
I'm sorry, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can, a little bit.
A little bit.
I'll, Okay, so how long do I have? Is it a half hour or something, 45 minutes?
Yeah, it's about, we've got about 25 minutes left, yeah.
Okay, all right, well,
Let me just give an introduction. Do you want to call me back?
Call me, or do I need to? I can call you back. I'll just call.
You want to call me right back? You've got the call number, right?
Well, yeah, I'm gonna have to. It'll probably be 20 minutes or so before I'm on a bus here right now. Just and I'll once I'm off here, with it, I'll give you a call.
Unfortunately, we're live, Mike.
What's that?
Unfortunately, we're live, so you know I'm not going to have 20 minutes later. I mean, you can call in, but then we'll only have like 5 minutes on the show. Let's see.
Well,
can you call me back in a few minutes?
Okay. What time is it right now?
It's about 7 minutes after 6 Eastern time.
7 after 6 your time? So
yes,
you're
sir.
Supposed to start at 6 or what?
We started at 6.
Really?
That's correct. Huh?
Okay. Shoot.
So you got the time mixed up, I think.
Oh, Okay, how long do I have? And then tell me the number I need to call, I guess.
We've got 20 minutes left.
This number back, or
we've got 20 minutes left on the show, and the call-in number is area code 347-843-4544.
6544?
It's 347. Okay, it's 3.
All right, so I'll give you a call right back here.
Okay. It's 347-843.
Okay. If you want to stay on, you can stay on. I'm gonna get off right here.
Okay, well I'm gonna just introduce you here, and then when you can come back on, let me know, okay? This is Mike Wesley. He's out at a seminar, I believe, out in Vegas somewhere, and he's created software programs such as shopping carts, autoresponders, contact management systems, social networks, and he's a marketer.
Yeah.
Are you there?
Okay, I'm really gonna have I got a hard time hearing right here.
Okay. Can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So you gotta give me the call-in number, I guess.
Okay, I gave you the call-in number. It's area code 347-843-4544.
All right, now it's quiet, so I should be able to get it. Start from the beginning.
Okay, it's area code 347. By the way, anybody can call on this number.
447-843-4544.
The area code is 347.
Okay.
Everything else is right.
What's the access number?
No access number. Just call in and I'll put you on the air.
Okay. All right. I'll call right now. Bye.
Okay. Thanks, Mike. So that was Mike Wesley. He's going to call it back. Apparently, we got a time mix up. He's out in Vegas and thought it started maybe a little later. So at any rate, let me tell you a little bit about Mike. He cracked the Twitter ranking system, apparently, and he learned how to be ranked as high as number 2 in the world on Twitter and Twitter Elite. And he maintained the top 20 rankings for months on end, and he helped many people use Twitter more effectively, and even had his own online TV show, the QuitTalk.tv, and trained a lot of people through videos and different lessons. Now, he's also a member of what he calls the Article Cartel, and he wrote Book and Dagger about that. He talks about it's a system that helps websites dominate the search engines. And I recently signed up for the thing, and it's quite incredible, actually. It's got like over 4,000 websites out there that the cartel controls, as he calls it. And I'll let him tell you a little bit more about that. And he's one of the few people in the world that actually knows David, the boss man, Cabrini. Actually, I had not heard David Cabrini before now, but he knows him. At any rate, he's an honorary master counsel for the cartel and was president at the conception. So apparently they have a lot of fun out in Vegas, and they fire their Uzis and at Google signs, and it's a real neat setup. And it's a real powerful program. You can check it out at articlecartel.com, but I'll have him talk about that as time goes on in the interview. And it's basically, it calls Article Cartel. Apparently you can put other things on there, such as videos, opt-in boxes, buy buttons, the links, even affiliate links, right in the articles. There's really more than articles, and as I said, I'll let him tell you a little bit more about that later. And it says it's all about getting rankings and getting ranked in the high in the search engines and found on the internet. And if you can do that, you can be successful online. And it says the cartel has about 1.5 million unique visitors a month and over 4,000 websites. And he's also been number one best-selling author with co-authors Dr. Wayne Dyer, Deepak Chopra, Dr. Randy Smith, and Mark Victor Hansen. And I'm going to put him on the air now and let you Mike, can you hear me there?
Yeah, I can hear you. Thanks a lot. Appreciate the introduction there.
Oh, great. I'm glad. You're coming in a lot better, by the way.
Okay, good.
So I sort of caught you on the times change there. You're out in Vegas, or where are you?
Yeah, I'm in Las Vegas right now. I was actually in San Diego speaking this past weekend, and then had some people. Could I just this call right here? Oh, thank you so much. Sorry about that. but yeah, so I was out in San Diego.
Uh-huh.
And then I had some people that I needed to see in Las Vegas, so I came over to Las Vegas. And then I'm heading back to Atlanta tomorrow.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time. I know it's tough, especially if it's a mix-up like this, but I appreciate you making time for me right now. I just have a few questions for you, and then I want to go into your personal life a little bit, but then I want to hear what you get a little bit more about that article to cartel thing, so it seems to be a really neat thing. First of all, how'd you get the nickname The Font?
Well, the font is just, you know, it has to do with articles and with grammar. So we just, kind of came up with the name The Font.
It looks kind of neat. That's interesting. Now, you were a hockey player in high school or in Europe? Where did you grow up, in Michigan?
I grew up in Minnesota.
Minnesota, that's right.
Played hockey, taught snow skiing, and did a lot of stuff outside and had fun.
Mm-hmm. And you went to college in Minnesota too. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct. Yeah, at Minnesota State University.
I got you. Now you're married and you have how many kids? A couple of boys or?
I've got three boys. Yes.
Three boys. And apparently, and you're very proud of them. I remember you showed a lot of picture about them. One of your boys was a real good athlete, a juggler, and a rock climber. They all do different things, apparently. So, interesting family you got. What were sort of some of the? I know you also told the story about your when you started selling thermostats. You're very successful doing that, and started out in sales. What was your inspiration in sales? What made you want to be a salesperson or start doing marketing? Any early examples or influences?
Well, first of all, I think that everybody is a salesperson in any job you have. So I think earlier on in my career, I was a project manager in construction and, you know, kind of at a block. You know, I thought of related everything in sales to, you know, like a used car salesman. So I didn't really, you know, think that, you know, sales was appropriate and really like what I considered to be a salesperson and stuff. So, but later on, I really realized that no matter what your job is, you're always selling yourself, you're always selling your ideas, you're always selling something to somebody. And, you know, once I got over that block, I started working in marketing and working in sales and really succeeded and excelled in it.
Mm-hmm. Apparently you did. Now you've been you're a co-author with Dr. Wayne Dyer, Deepak Chopra, and Victor Hansen and Rand Smith. How did you get involved with that? What was that about?
Well, I had the opportunity to submit a story to a book, and those guys were already had stories that were in the book and stuff too. So my story was selected to be in the book. So that's how I had co-authored with these
guys. Great. Okay. Cool. Now. So was there anybody, I'll come back to this because I think it's a crucial thing. That is, you know, most of us grow up, you say we're natural salespeople, most people are and stuff like that. But I must admit some more than others. I know kids are natural salespeople. But was there anybody in your family or any influence that you can look back on and say, well, this person really guided me, maybe a teacher or somebody who influenced me as far as getting out there in the world and making things happen?
Well, I think, you know, my parents, you know, probably most of all, my mother was very, and my father also. So, you know, I think it was just upbringing and stuff from, you know, the way from their ideals as I was growing up, you know, just try to succeed in whatever I was doing.
Uh-huh. And what was the trick? You went into one town and you were selling thermostats at the time, and you basically sold the thermostat, and they were doing rebates. And how did that story go? How did you get that going?
Well, what I was doing was there was an energy company that was giving rebates of $75 if you'd put a programmable thermostat in. So what I did was selling the programmable thermostats, and I would, you know, tell the people when I talked to them that there'd be a $75 rebate. Well, you know, the biggest problem with that was most people wouldn't believe it. So what I would do is go into a town and I would sell I'd go in there and I'd try to sell like three thermostats in the town. You know, it might be one to the drugstore, might be the insurance company has, you know, two of them, and a chiropractor might be, you know, put one in. And what I would do is I'd wait about 10 days because I knew the energy company was going to have the rebate back within 7 days. So I'd go there in about 10 days, and then would the first thing I would do when I went into that town, I would go and talk to the three people that I had sold the thermostats to. Mm-hmm. And of course, they worked very, very well, and they just loved them. And oh, by the way, the rebate came in; we already got that back.
Uh-huh.
So the next thing I would do is just go in and go sell to the rest of the town, and you know, I'd talk to people and say, Tom over at the drugstore has two of them. You know, and he already has his rebate back, and you know, Bill at the insurance company, and you know, whatever. I just, you know, tell them the people had already had them in, and you know, then it just made it so much easier to be able to market to the rest of that town.
Right. Too bad they didn't have flip cams back then. They got instant testimonials and going across the street, right?
And that's really the point to that story is that when we're on the internet, you know, we really need to, you know, have the social proof, like what I was doing with the thermostats. We need that as much as possible. And, you know, once you have that social proof, then people really do want to buy from you and stuff too.
Right. That's real powerful stuff. I'm curious, and you presented this as part of your presentation when I saw you a couple of times, and that is you know, Henry the Ostrich. You got quite a story about Henry there, and you had the bruise to prove it, right? What happened with that, and what was your decision? What was the decision, life-changing decision that came out of that experience?
Well, I did have a ostrich ranch, and there was Henry was the biggest and the baddest male ostrich that we had. They, you know, call it a rooster. Mm-hmm. And it actually was during mating season, so it was very, very feisty. And I happened to walk out into his pasture one day, and I grabbed my trusty hockey stick when I walked out there so I could hold him off from me if he ever tried to kick me and stuff. Well, when I got out there, it surprised him. He turned and charged at me, and the hockey stick wasn't going to do anything to hold him back. He was kicking with his legs up about as high as, well, over my head probably, mm-hmm. and charging at me at probably a speed of 20 miles an hour. So as he was coming at me, I couldn't stop him. I'd already tried to, and I knew I couldn't stop him. And something had flashed back in my mind that I remembered subconsciously that when I was first getting the ostriches, there was someone that told me that if an ostrich is ever trying to kick you, you'd want to fall on the ground because they don't have as much leverage. And I really had, when the guy told me, I thought that was the most ridiculous thing I'd ever heard of. I figured if you ever hit the ground with an ostrich, you had no chance of living. Well, for some reason, that flashed into my mind during that split second when Henry was coming at me with his toes, you know, kicking right up at my face. And I turned and turned my back as I'm hitting the ground. And lo and behold, he did get me one really good kick right in the right cheek, and I'm not talking in my face either. But you know, the thing I didn't mention was that an ostrich kicks with a force of 300 pounds per square inch, and to put that in comparison, a horse kicks with 100 pounds per square inch.
That was pretty potent. How long did it take you to recover from that one?
Well, the bruise was there for quite a while, and you know the pride was, you know, maybe a little bit gone, but I actually recovered from it fairly well. I did lay there for about a half hour. I was able to roll underneath the fence, and then I just laid there for about a half hour once I got through the fence.
Right. Well, so what decisions came out of that experience, Mike?
Well, you know, Henry kicked me in the ass, and sometimes you need a kick in the ass. And what I needed was ass.
Right.
Ostriches, because it really wasn't a good thing for me to be doing at that point.
You made a decision to go into a new line of work.
That's correct, yes.
Right, gotcha. Okay, well, any other early experiences that you can you recall that set you on the path where you are today?
Well, I mean, I think every experience that you have brings you to the point that you are right now, and everything has a meaning, whether it's good and bad. But you know, nothing really in particular. I think you hit upon it pretty well.
Okay, Okay. Well, tell me about Article Cartel and how that came about and how you got involved with that.
Well,
the cartel, as you call it. And by the way, I have to tell our listeners, Mike has these collection of hats and ties that he wears his presentations. Quite impressive. And anyway, go ahead, Mike. Sorry to interrupt. Let me let you tell
the
story.
First of all, with the hats, the fedora hat, the name Article Cartel, and we have a whole story built behind the cartel. And what it is that, and I know that you heard the story a little bit ahead of time, but it has to do with David Cabrini, the boss man of the Cabrini family, the most notorious Article family for the last 30 years. It has now combined forces with their arch enemies, the Mendoza family from South America, with a little less ethics. So, we're just built this whole story, and I've kind of made it fun, and, it's just been, it's been a pretty interesting project.
Uh-huh.
And that's mainly the basis for the story behind it.
Right.
But what it actually is a very, very strong system where you can take an article and enter it into the system, and once you enter it into the system, it trickles across 4,200 websites.
Uh-huh.
What that does actually is it's not really an article. It doesn't do it justice to really call it an article, because what they are is like mini searchable websites.
Mm-hmm.
You can put links right in the article, pretty much unheard of on any other submission system. You can put videos right in there, which is really, really cool, and opt-in boxes. You can put AdSense in there. There's just a ton of stuff that you can put in there. So it really depends on what your goal is. If you're trying to build your website up in the rankings and stuff, you may want to be putting links in there that point back to your website and build an incredible amount of links in a relatively short period of time.
I've tried your system actually, Mike. I signed up for it and I took the free trial. I think it's 7-day trial, and I'm on my first month now with it. And I got to say, I really started getting some hits. I mean, there was all sorts of page views and hits and things come out of that.
Right.
And so it's been real impressive. And I have to say, I'm looking forward to seeing the whole, what you call propagation, because obviously you don't dump the articles out on every website at once, because Google has a way of getting irritated at that kind of activity. So you just sort of feed it out gradually. Is that correct?
Right. Yes, it does get trickled across the site, so it doesn't just get popped out there at one time.
Right.
But I'm glad to hear that you're seeing some good results. It certainly doesn't surprise me, because that's the feedback that we get, from everyone using it. You're getting up to, a few hundred views actually in a single day, and that can,
uh-huh.
Translate into thousands of views per month, which is really, really cool.
Right, right. It's a really good program, and you can get this program by going to articlecartel.com, or you can go to logicalsoul.com and click on one of the links there. Let me ask you this. I was going to say, if anybody wants to call into the show, if you're listening to Mike and you want to ask a question, our call-in number is area code 347-843-4544. We'd love to hear you get a call in and ask Mike a question. We've got about six more minutes. And if you have a question for Mike, feel free to call in and ask. Meanwhile,
no,
Mike, sorry, go ahead.
I really apologize for the time mess up on this. Just with the time difference and everything that I had going on, I had really a busy day today.
I figured that's what happened. That's why I called you. I called earlier, and then I took a chance to call him again. And I figured, I figured that's what happened, because you said you were going to be in Vegas, and I knew that there was you were busy. So, but I appreciate you taking the time now. And so, anything else you want to say about what you're up to these days? Can you hear me? Ooh.
At least try Article Cartel, and you can get a you can do a trial for very, very inexpensive, and why not go in there and enter in some articles? And if you're entering into the system, if you're doing the trial, we really, really encourage you to go ahead and put some articles into the system.
Uh-huh.
In fact, we will give you the 10 what you get every month. You'll 10 articles that you're going to be able to put into the system that go across the 4,200 websites. So that's actually it comes out to be 42,000 websites when it's all said and done that it's going to. So, you know, it's really very, very beneficial. If you're during the trial period, which is 7 days, you will be able to have 10 articles that you'll be able to submit at that time. And for each one of those articles that you put in, we will give you two additional articles the next month. So if you put all 10 of them in the first 7 days, the next month you get 20 bonus articles. So you'd actually have 30 articles to put in that you'd be able to put in the next month, which would be really great for you.
Oh, man, I didn't know that. I put in 8. I didn't quite make the deadline. If I put in the other two today, can I get it?
We could give you some bonuses. It's something that I just wanted to – it isn't something we're doing, you know, all the time for everybody, but I just wanted to, you know, put that in for, you know, your – I really appreciate being able to have the opportunity to help the people that you have on this call and, of course, in the archives and stuff also. But I just wanted to give them, something a little bit extra. And, you know, for some reason we missed that you were, you know, in here on this call, and I told you you'd get those bonuses. If you want to send an email to support@articlecartel.com, or if they can send you an email and you can, you know, remind me, we'll definitely get them those extra credits and stuff.
Sure, I'll just forward that. That's no problem.
And it doesn't do anyone any good to have the system if you're not using it. And that's why we're giving these bonuses. We really want to get people that are action takers and that, you know, really will, you know, put some articles in there and stuff.
Right, right. Yeah, I was doing a couple of days. I did like 3 articles in one day. So it was like it comes in spurts. So I noticed that the main thing is just getting out there and copying and pasting. I mean, you can do this for affiliate products. You can do it for your own website. You can actually write articles, or you can do opt-in boxes. I've done, I think, all of those I mentioned, and it seems like possibilities are endless.
It really is. I mean, you can anything that you can put on the internet, you can put into one of these articles and spread across the 4,200 websites and see the benefits from that. So you know, I definitely encourage you to go and take the trial and put some articles out there and see for yourself. I mean, there's nothing that's going to show you more what Article Cartel will do than going in and putting some articles in there, being able to go into the back office and see the statistics where you're seeing that you're getting all these views. So that's going to be the best thing that you're going to be able to do for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Mike. Well, listen, I appreciate that. Now you're heading back to Atlanta tomorrow, you said.
Yeah, I'm flying out early tomorrow morning. And
so how long are you going to be in town in Atlanta?
I don't even know my schedule, but I know I'm going to be there for at least 2 weeks. So I'm kind of happy about that. I've actually been traveling, I think 4 out of the last 5 weeks I've been traveling. So it's been a little bit crazy.
You've been on the road.
Yeah.
So, well, will we ever get to meet the boss man Cabrini, or is he going to remain a mystery for a while?
Well, for kind of obvious reasons and stuff, Mr. Cabrini likes to be doesn't really show himself in public a whole lot.
Right, right. You're the front man, so. So anyway, that's great.
Very, very fun, and wearing the. The black coat and the red tie and the fedora with the red band. It's been pretty fun. And another thing, and I don't know if you mentioned this, but you got to go over to articlecartel.com and watch the video there. We did put the new video up there of where we're actually shooting the machine guns and shooting at the logo and stuff. And
oh yeah.
Definitely
an
interesting thing.
Oh yeah,
to watch itself.
It's a fascinating thing, and I think you're going to be doing something out in Vegas where people can come out there and put on fedoras and shoot your Uzis, is that correct?
Yeah, we're trying to put something together right now, and hopefully we're going to be able to get that put together. That was part of the reason I came out here, was to try to get that all nailed down and stuff too.
Got it, Mike. Thank you so much for joining me. If you want to hold on a few minutes after the music, I'll still be I'll be coming up. But right now, I just wanted to mention next week I'm going to have Dr. Philip Hurd. He's the local chiropractor in Atlanta. He's got a dynamite way of getting rid of allergies. Backs 3000. So join us on the 30th of March. Philip Hurd, Mike Craig. Glad to see you. Mike, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, I appreciate you coordinating that. I know it was probably difficult to get caught you by my brother. I appreciate
yeah,
you making
fine. I was on a bus, so I actually got off on the next stop.
Oh, that worked.
Bus, and then actually found there was a Mexican restaurant there, and on the back room, and was able to talk. And it was pretty windy outside, so I was having a hard time, and then with the traffic to hear and stuff outside, so that worked out pretty good.
Yeah, I could hear you fine now. Are you still in the restaurant?
Yeah.
I didn't get lost too bad, and you were able to catch another bus, so.
Okay. What did you do first part of the show then?
The first part of the show, basically, I was giving a partial introduction to you, and then I tried to get you on the phone. So I was basically, poingity, boingity, boingity, dialing your number a few times. So I left a message, once.
Yeah, I didn't hear it or feel it vibrate except for one time. So.
Yeah, I did call you one other time, I believe. So, but you'll have a message there. But anyway, I'm glad I caught you. So that was.
Yeah, me too.
Otherwise, I was going to have to pull out my book and start reading. So.
Right.
But anyway, well, this should be pretty good. You can get this on the podcast.
We'll let the follow up. Why don't you give me a call? I'm going to be on Thursday or something like that, and we can you can let me know and send me an email and stuff too about where I can listen to it and stuff.
Great. I'll do that on Thursday night.
Okay. Great.
Listen, thanks for joining me and. I appreciate it, and have a great trip, safe trip home.
Okay, thank you.
Right, okay, bye-bye.